This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Camilla Pruitt is also Director of Worship and Fine Arts at Trinity United Methodist Church in Huntsville. Every summer, the choir robes get a good cleaning. Here's a true story Camilla calls the last choir robe.
When I was serving the church as choir director in Arkansas many years ago, we had a wonderful choir. We had 43 active choir members, including myself, but we only had 42 robes. Robes were expensive, and we did not have the money to order more. I had been telling the choir for a while, "You are going to be in trouble when everybody shows up to sing. Somebody will not have a robe." They would laugh and say, "It will never happen. We've never had everyone here at the same time." Well, one of our church members was Virginia Kelly, the mother of President Bill Clinton. She passed away, and her family asked the choir to sing at the funeral. This was quite an honor, and because it was going to be attended by so many dignitaries, they moved it from the church to the convention center. This meant I had to have a list of all the singers attending so they could set up for the funeral, and they needed it for the Secret Service. So I put our phone tree into action. This was before texting or Facebook messaging. Our section leaders called every member of the choir who had sung with us in the last few years. I remember telling them, "We cannot take anyone who has not sung in the choir. We do not have enough robes." Each member was to call me and confirm they were coming. Soon we had heard from every member except one. They were all attending. I thought, "I am in trouble. We have run out of robes." I was waiting to hear from one of our most dedicated choir members, and I thought, "I know she is going to sing. I guess I'm not going to have a robe." This kind of irritated me because I'm the choir director. But I didn't want to turn any choir member away. Finally, the phone rang. It was her. She said, "I can't believe we've been asked to sing for the funeral of the president's mother." I thought to myself, "Okay, I'm not going to have a robe." Then she said, "I can't believe I have to tell you this, but I can't go. I'm going on a cruise, and I can't get out of it. I've tried to get it moved, but I'm going to lose all the money I put down if I don't go." I said to her, "Oh, you need to go on that cruise. You'll have a wonderful time." We exchanged pleasantries, and I told her I would let the choir know how much she missed singing with us. And I thought, "Hallelujah, I have a robe." Well, the big day came. We all robed up. We got through security, found our places on the platform. At one point, the organist came to me and said, "Barbara Streisand is sitting on the second row. I'm so nervous, I don't think I can play." I remember saying to her, "Barbara Streisand can't play the organ for us, so you have to." The choir and the organist did a great job. It was a wonderful service and a very moving experience for our choir. The next week at choir rehearsal, I made an announcement. I said, "We're getting more robes. You never know when we will be asked to sing for another funeral." You know what? We raised the money without any problems.
Choir robe person in charge, Camilla Pruitt, has served 6 Methodist churches, which means lots of choir robes to deal with. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.